I'm Tom Rowe in Agro with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, March 24th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about these stories. Columbia Green Media reports that the company that owns the Daily Mail and Register Star newspapers is selling them to another similar small regional newspaper group. Johnson Newspaper Corporation announced March 22nd plans to sell the two newspapers and the website HudsonValley360.com to the Daily Gazette Holding Company. The two newspapers and the website make up the largest media organization in the center of the WGXC listening area. It is a family sale between the Johnsons and the Lynns. The Johnson family-owned Johnson Newspaper Corporation also publishes the Waterton Daily Times, Courier Observer, St. Lawrence Plain Dealer, and Ogdensburg Journal newspapers based in Watertown. The Daily Gazette Holding Company buying the local papers is owned by the Lind family and publishes the Daily Gazette in Schenectady, the Gloversville Leader Herald, and the Amsterdam Recorder newspapers. The Register Star claims to be the nation's second oldest daily newspaper and began publishing in 1785, while the Daily Mail claims to be the eighth oldest newspaper and first published in 1792. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that in addition to taking rooms out of the long-term housing market, short-term renters in Ulster County are not all great about paying their taxes. Ulster County Comptroller March Gallagher says they've been researching the number of local rentals and said, quote, "We compare those against our registrations, and lo and behold, there is a significant number of properties. 948 non-compliant short-term rentals were identified. 852 of those had rented within the last year, and 58% of those had rented within the last 60 days, unquote. Airbnb has a system to collect room tax and remits it to the Ulster County government, but other short-term rental companies do not have similar systems in place. Gallagher estimates Ulster County lost between $65,000 and $1 million last year from missing rental taxes. So far, the county has spent about $38,000 to begin to track that money down. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York's unemployment rate did not change in February, staying at 4.2%. The State Department of Labor said on March 23rd. The private sector added 21,200 jobs, but New York's unemployment rate is worse than the national rate at 3.6%. New York's labor force participation rate is still below pre-pandemic levels. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.